KSL News Time now, 7:49. Another check of Triple Team traffic, starting with Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Brian, heading north on I-15, your KSL travel time into Salt Lake City is going to be up in the 35 to 40-minute range. Big delays between Point of the Mountain and Draper, and then off and on stop and go at most of the on-ramps, especially 90th, 53rd, and 33rd South. Traffic also beginning to back up right as you come into the downtown Salt Lake area near 600 South. 215's west side fine, but the east end, kind of around the corner at 6200 South, we've got the construction backups. Eric Butler.
If you're in Utah County, I-15 is pretty good shape right now. No delays on the whole stretch from Provo to the Point of the Mountain. If you're trying to avoid those delays in Salt Lake County, head over on 2100 North to Redwood Road. If you go prior to that, you've got slowdowns between Lehigh's Main Street and 2100 North. Heather?
Our delays on southbound I-15 now stretch from about the Shepherd Lane overpass in Farmington all the way down into Centerville. That's due to an earlier crash. It's now been cleared. And now we're seeing some heavier traffic, some brake lights on Legacy Parkway as people hop on there in the Farmington area as well. Way up north in the up in the Box Elder County around Willard Bay, we still have some damp road conditions. In fact, it's a little bit wet and you'll need to slow down your speeds for safety. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit PMBAUtah.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.